Simon & Schuster Audio presents Us Against You, a novel by Frederick Bachman, translated by Neil Smith, and read by Marin Ireland.
Chapter 1. It's going to be someone's fault. Have you ever seen a town fall? Ours did. We'll end up saying that violence came to Beartown this summer, but that will be a lie. The violence was already here. Because sometimes hating one another is so easy that it seems incomprehensible that we ever do anything else. We're a small community in the forest. People say that no roads lead here, just past. The economy coughs every time it takes a deep breath. The factory cuts its workforce each year, like a child that thinks no one will notice the cake in the fridge getting smaller if you take a little bit from each side. If you lay a current map of the town over an old one, the main shopping street and the little strip known as the center seem to shrink like bacon in a hot pan. We have an ice rink, but not much else. But on the other hand, as people usually say here, what the hell else do you need? People driving through say that Beartown doesn't live for anything but hockey, and some days they may be right. Sometimes people have to be allowed to have something to live for in order to survive everything else. We're not mad, we're not greedy. Say what you like about Beartown, but the people here are tough and hardworking. So we built a hockey team that was like us, that we could be proud of, because we weren't like you. When people from the big cities thought something seemed too hard, we just grinned and said, "It's supposed to be hard." Growing up here wasn't easy. That's why we did it, not you. We stood tall, no matter the weather. But then something happened, and we fell. There's a story about us before this one. And we're always going to carry the guilt of that. Sometimes good people do terrible things in the belief that they're trying to protect what they love. A boy, the star of the hockey team, raped a girl. And we lost our way. A community is the sum of its choices, and when two of our children said different things, we believed him. Because that was easier. Because if the girl was lying, our lives could carry on.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?